Attention, Super Center shoppers. Happy Brand ferret food on sale on aisle 12. Is your ferret a happy ferret? It will be with Happy Brand ferret food for happy ferrets.
And welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is your host, Jesse Steele, and it is February 7th. That was a little, Easter egg foreshadowing, something for a play that yours truly is in, coming up at the end of the week. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that here in a moment, after I feed my ferret. Of course, before we get into anything, you know who we got to talk about? We got to talk about Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. That's right. You know, all I have to do is say, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, and your mouth starts watering, and you realize, oh my gosh, that's what I want to eat right now. Because it's always what you want. It's Mexican food. Come on, wait. That's all there is to it. A margarita with that, chips and salsa, you can't say no to that. I dare you. So, Astorga's, best spot to go. They've got amazing margaritas. The El Jefe. They got the Sangria, Skinny Cadillac, Tequila Sunrise, Pink Cadillac, Ultimate Cadillac. Why they started calling those Cadillacs anyway. We better figure that out. Anyway, point is, they've got them all. Everything you can want. I sat there yesterday and watched them mix some drinks, and it was really cool. So head over to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, where you can get whatever you want. Did you know that you can order online? You can. You can order cocktails online and pick them up. You can get this to go. You can eat it there. It's pretty much the spot to be. So are you wondering what times they're open? Monday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then they close for 2 hours. They open again at 4 p.m. and they close at 8 p.m. And I know I said Monday, but what I meant was every day. So head over there during those times and get yo grub on. You got astorgasfamily@gmail.com if you need to ask any questions. 760-872-3849. It is at 2206 North Sierra Highway in Bishop. And if you'd like the website, so that you can do it the new fashion way, as it were, astorgasmexican.com. Okay, so news today, Monday. We've got a lot to catch up on. So the film festival was fantastic. I don't know, those of you following us online saw some of the fun times we had. We got to meet some celebrities and have a great time, and they were all pretty fun, and everyone loves Mammoth. So we got to talk about boarding and all the different stuff that people had done and how many times they've been in and out. Some people had never really even been there and then remembered. Like, I believe it was Emil Hirsch, who is a pretty famous actor, was telling me that he didn't even remember having been there until he was a kid. I have been here. That's right. And he loved it. You know what I mean? Multiple people, their intent was to go snowboarding all day and then show up and go to the film festival. I met a lifelong hero of mine in Yeardley Smith, who plays Lisa Simpson on the long-running Simpsons television show. So that was brilliant. Just had an amazing time. Skeet Ulrich, Shane West, Luke Hemsworth. I mean, it was a blast. Kate Bosworth, Nina Dobrev. I mean, we had such a wonderful time, Ella and me. So anyway, that was a blast. We'll get something up, show some of the videos and our interviews here shortly once they are edited together. But thanks to Tanner Beard and the crew up there for putting that on, because that is such a cool event for Mammoth. And it was such a cool event for me. Thank you very much. So there was a press release from California Highway Patrol today, and there was a pursuit through Mono and Inyo counties this weekend. Approximately 12:23 p.m. January 5th, a CHP officer from the Mammoth Lakes Resident Post was on patrol near 395 at the Sherwin Summit when a white Dodge Challenger was observed traveling southbound US 395 at a high rate of speed. The officer attempted an enforcement stop for the speed violation, but the driver, later identified as Joshka Zawadzki of Hillsboro, Oregon, failed to yield to the emergency vehicle. The CHP officer initiated a short pursuit, but lost sight of the vehicle as it continued traveling southbound along US 395. At approximately 12:39 p.m., a Bishop CHP officer located the white Dodge Challenger parked along the shoulder of Pine Creek Road, just west of US 395. The CHP officer contacted Zawadzki and ordered him out of the vehicle, but he failed to comply with the officer. Zawadzki fled the scene southbound US 395 at a high rate of speed and attempt to avoid capture. Bishop CHP continued to pursue the vehicle to the Bishop city limits, but because of the inherent danger posed to the public, the pursuit was discontinued. Several minutes later, a Bishop CHP officer spotted the white Dodge Challenger as it pulled into the McDonald's parking lot in Bishop. Officers from Bishop CHP and Bishop Police Department surrounded the area where they located Zawadzki in the Dodge Challenger. Zawadzki was taken into custody without further incident. After Zawadzki's arrest, several illicit drugs were located within the Dodge Challenger. That was the bell from heaven going, ah, that's why he ran. Illicit drugs. Either that or I got a text message, one or the other. Zawadzki was transported to Inyo County Jail, where he was booked on violations of a bunch of numbers. If you want to see the actual numbers and you read law jargon, then head over to Eastern Sierra Now, and the actual press release is posted there, and you can see all about that. So, that guy was brilliant. So, here's something near and dear to my heart. My good friend, Ron Valenzuela, is having a tough time right now. And there is a GoFundMe posted for him. And it has been doing really well. And that is so amazing because Ron is such a staple person of the community and such an amazing friend. So, if anybody can get out there and just, even if all you can do is provide him a dinner or a text message saying, keep going, bro, you know, that would be fantastic. He's such an amazing person, has done so much for so many people. Anything would help on that situation. If you have any comments, but you don't know how to get a hold of him, you can go through me and I'll make sure he gets it. Just let me know. But here, let me read you about Ron. So, January 20th, Ron Valenzuela began to get sick. Everything seemed to point to COVID initially, so he just settled in and tried to get better. On Friday, the 28th, he woke up with severe jaundice. They drove him to the hospital and was admitted. It was learned that not only did he not have COVID, Ron was in acute liver failure. He was transferred to a hospital in Riverside on the 30th. After countless blood tests, scans, and MRIs, the cause is still unknown. If you know Ron, you know that he is pretty passionate about leading a healthy lifestyle. He walks multiple times a week, watches what he eats, is not a big drinker, and has never smoked. Just so you know, Ron lives with and cares for his parents who are in their late 80s. And I love them both, by the way. When I was a kid, they lived across the street from me and they had a ferret, which goes right back to how I opened this show, bringing that full circle. So their ferret's name is Frankie. And of course, what kid doesn't want to play with a ferret? And so the thing used to be tied in their front lawn on a little leash. And I used to get over there and go play with this ferret. Ferrets are illegal in California, by the way. But they had him long enough that it was before it was illegal. So it was cool. So, I mean, it was just so fun. His parents were the best. They were so nice to me. And I really do like them. And that's then I met Ron later through plays. And it just kind of clicked. And we've been friends ever since. His mom has severe dementia. Ron is, he lives with him and he is wonderful with them, patient and selfless. This only allows him to work 3 days per week. And he is a hairdresser, if you don't know that. So usually long days, 10 to 12 hours. His niece Stephanie, who wrote this, does not know how he accomplishes it at it all. He was released from the hospital yesterday. He'll be staying with his sister and brother-in-law as he recovers down south. There will be more doctor visits as they try to figure out why this happened. Ron is still jaundiced and down to 151 pounds, and he is over 6 feet tall, by the way, so that's pretty skinny. My goal is to lessen his financial strain, allowing him to settle into his recovery. Ron does not have insurance after a 7-day hospital stay and many doctor visits come, he will be saddled with quite a financial burden. We all love Ron. This has been apparent with all of your support you have shown by texting, calling, emailing, stopping by the shop to offer prayers. Help, meals, and hugs have touched the hearts of Ron and our family. We can't thank you enough. Thank you for your continued love and support. We love and appreciate each of you. So again, he is a personal friend of mine and runs with the same crew I do, and he is an amazing human being. I've not known much better if ever. So, you know, please, if you can help him in any way, like I said, even if it's just a hug and a prayer, let's make that happen and help Ron get better on this, because we all know how medical bills go. It is ridiculous. So, you know, good luck, Ron, and anything we can do here at Eastern Sierra Now for you, we will. So speaking of ferrets, I guess we ought to bring up the play that I was talking about. In fact, I want to pretend like I did that on purpose, but I didn't. The ferret story just came naturally. And I was like, wait a second, I just put up an ad about a ferret. Sometimes that just happens. So why not celebrate Valentine's Day with live in-person theater? That's right, in-person. That's not something I thought was going to happen again anytime soon. So I think This will be the first in-person theater that has taken place since the beginning of quarantine inside. There has been Shakespeare outside, and I believe Playhouse 395 did something outside. This will be inside. It's a dinner theater, and that's exciting. We're getting back to life. That's wonderful, you know? Sierra Classic Theater in Mammoth will be offering three performances of Lovesick by John Cariani. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because about 3 years ago, Sierra Classic Theater did another Cariani play, and it was called Almost Maine. And if you remember, it took place, one was at the Brewery in Bishop, one was at, I believe, Lackanookie in Mammoth, and the Warming Hut. And I can't remember if there was other places, forgive me if I missed them. But what the play is a concept. So like Almost Maine, for instance, was this town that was maybe just a little bit different than everything else. And so all these little stories of these different people in this town that sort of all tie together through the concept of this little town. And it was really cool. I played with a friend of mine two alpha male characters that actually were closeted gay men and in love with each other. So all of their comments and stuff were about, like, oh, well, I was on this date with this girl and, you know, blah, 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 blah. But in the end, they kind of like let it out that, hey, I'm in love with you. That's why these dates never work out with me, because I want to be with you. And the joke behind the thing was that when they fall in love with each other, they fall down. So every time he says, oh, man, I think I'm in love with you. And then he falls down and passes out. And the other guy picks him up and says, what are you doing? And he says, dude, I just fell in love with you. And then that guy falls. See what I mean? That's kind of the slapstick side of it. But it was really cute. There was a bunch of plays in that. That was just one. So it's all these little mini plays within one big play. It makes for great dinner theater. They are serving amazing meals, you know, alcohol, just great ambiance in these places. So this one is called Lovesick. And so the theme is different times in relationships where you're super in love, like the honeymoon period, or you just got over the honeymoon period and now what do we do? Or you've been divorced for years and you just meet that person again in the supermarket, or, you know, someone's courting someone else, or breaking up with someone else. It's all the different things that we all go through in dating and relationships, and just funny little spins on them that are a little bit kooky. Maybe. And it's pretty interesting. So these will be February 11th, 14th, and 15th. And the 11th will be at Tom's Place. And if you want to call there to get reservations, you better get on it. It's the 760-935-4239. Warming Hut will be on the 14th. And that one's always a fun environment. 970-581-8856. And Dos Alice Cafe. And that's February 15th. So the Warming Hut, by the way, is Valentine's Day, February 14th. So Dos Alice will be the 15th. And that's 760-965-0345. And for more information, you can go to Sierra Classic Theater. And that's Old Fashioned Theater with an R-E, not an E-R, .org. And yes, by the way, I am in this play as well, as are most of the actors that you will all recognize from multiple things around here in different performances. So it is worth it, and I can promise you it is quite hilarious. So head out and check that out. You will not be disappointed. Here's something interesting that I hadn't thought of. Mammoth Chamber, Brianna Goyko see what I did there? Oh, love you, Goiks. All you guys. Jeremy and Brianna, they're both awesome. So, different organizations, by the way. We're talking Black Ski Rentals, or we're talking Mammoth Chamber. Yes, they are married, and yes, they are both awesome. So, let me get back to the point, Goik. See, that kind of rhymed too. I can go all day. I'm going to stop. Not enough work visas have been filled, leaving thousands of jobs in tourist destinations vacant. That's right. Not something I've thought about, but yeah, you know, especially when there's no housing around here, am I right? So the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce posted this today. H2B Employment Data Survey. There were nearly 140,000 applications for H2B visas for 33,000 visas for the second half of fiscal year 2022. This inevitably means that thousands of open positions will not be filled with a qualified H2B worker. In an attempt to qualify and quantify the impacts of the travel industry businesses being unable to meet their workforce needs, the U.S. Travel Association is surveying tourist destinations and would appreciate responses by Tuesday, February 8th. So We are a tourist destination. So please go over to Eastern Sierra now or get the Mammoth Chamber newsletter and click on the survey there. Fill it out and send it in because they're going to want some information on what to do about this. Just to make sure you understand, an H-2B visa is a temporary non-agricultural work permit available to applicants who are coming to the United States that are for skilled and unskilled workers, unlike the H-1B visa, which is for highly skilled workers in specialty occupations. The H-2B program requires employer to attest to the Department of Labor that they will offer a wage that equals or exceeds the highest of the prevailing wage, applicable federal minimum wage, the state minimum wage, or local minimum wage to the H-2B non-immigrant worker. So that is somebody that's coming over that isn't like, say, a doctor or somebody like that. They're just coming here to work. Not enough people filled out for that. And there's a lot of jobs that need to be filled. So that's kind of an interesting dilemma right there. That's not something I've thought of before. So we'll keep on top of that. So I think we might be closing in. There's a few more stories at Eastern Sierra now if you'd like to check out. But as I've learned in all my wisdom of doing this for 6 months now, don't give it all on Monday because then I have nothing to say for the next few days. So I believe that's all the stuff that's going to be important. I'm just double checking for you right here real quick. And yeah, we're going to call that for today. So thank you all for listening to Eastern Sierra Now. It has been my pleasure talking to y'all. And to end things, as always, we are going to say thank you to our patrons, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so very much for supporting the program. And if you are interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com and look up Eastern Sierra Now, or just head to Eastern Sierra Now, and on the right-hand side, a big red button says Become a Patron. If you click there, you can sign up for a monthly donation, and that gets you into the program, helping support local news. And I think that is what we are all here for, and we agree that is important. So again, thank you all very much. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele.